Hello everyone, thank you so much for joining us. As many of you know that at Million Marker, we test your urine for common toxic chemicals such as bisphenol, phthalates, parabens, and oxybenzone. These chemicals are commonly found in personal care, cleaning, and food products, and they're known as hormone-disrupting chemicals or endocrine-disrupting chemicals or EDCs, which means they either mimic or block hormones and throw off your hormone balance. And EDC are just some of the many reasons why our hormones can become imbalanced. Today, we're really excited to chat with Alexandria Smith. Alexandria is the founder of Rise Shine Health. She's a qualified fertility, PCOS, and hormone health coach in the United Kingdom. We're going to discuss how hormone works, ways to balance your hormones through food and self-care, and so much more. So I see she just...
Here you are.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you? Very, very good. Thank you so much for taking the time and joining us. I know it's 7 p.m. in the UK.
It is, yeah, 7 o'clock, and it's still quite bright, which is unusual, but we're in summertime now, so yeah, so... All good.
That's awesome. But thank you so much. I know it's off work already, but we're really excited to talk about this topic.
Okay, good. I'm glad to be here.
Yeah. Tell us some about your background, like how you became a health coach.
Okay. So I went to university and did a degree in physiology. So that was covering all things like nutrition, endocrinology, biochemistry, all that type of thing. And then I moved away from it for about 10 years and worked in the IT industry. But then I started to work with my own health coach a few years back and just loved what she did. And it just inspired me to become a health coach myself. So I sort of went back to what I knew when I was in university. And then I specialized more in the hormone health side of things and then really got into the detail of things like fertility, mm-hmm. PCOS, and all the other conditions that are affected by your hormones.
Did you think your personal health struggles also led you to become a specialist in hormones and fertility?
Yeah, I think, well, just being a woman in general, I was really interested in the whole hormone thing. But yeah, so things like PMDD that I experienced a few years back inspired me to understand what was going on with my hormones and then what natural ways I can put in place to help with that. And then things like endometriosis as well. So there's different severities with endometriosis, but it's also about how you can balance that with your diet and lifestyle. Some of them things that I've put in place has helped support my own hormones.
We're gonna get into that endometriosis, PCOS, but on the high levels, like tell the viewers, you know, what are hormones like? Why are they so important for our health and fertility?
Okay, so hormones in general are just like little chemical messengers that flow throughout your body, and they go to different organs and different parts of your body to send messages to do something. So it might be to release another hormone, or it might be to do a certain action. So for example, it might be the release of an egg from an ovary. So there's different roles, but generally we call them chemical messages that are throughout your body. But they're so important to our health because when one of them is out of balance, it can then cause a ripple effect on other hormones, and therefore they can then become out of balance. So just as an example, if we are highly stressed, then we have the hormone cortisol and we have adrenaline as well. Then what happens there is cortisol becomes the dominating factor in terms of being that hormone that is produced, and therefore things like progesterone and estrogen won't be produced, and therefore it'll affect our ability to conceive, our reproductive health, because your body is just under immense stress and doesn't feel safe to have a pregnancy.
It makes so much sense when you like explain to people when they don't understand. I love these explanations. So what are PCOS and endometriosis, and how do hormones play a role in these conditions?
So the two common conditions that are experienced by women, PCOS is a syndrome. So it can be a number of different things that are going on within a woman's body that then comes up with this diagnosis. So first of all, it can be, you know, they may find cysts on their ovaries, there may be high level of androgens like testosterone, and they are experiencing things like irregular cycles. So they're the three main features of PCOS, but it affects how a woman's ovaries work. And then because of things like the androgen levels, the testosterone levels are, you know, out of balance and are quite high, this will then damage things like the estrogen receptors, and that then, you know, low estrogen levels, and then that's where it impacts their fertility. And then we have endometriosis. Now, endometriosis is can be sometimes labeled as a condition that can be inflammatory, but also hormone related as well. So it's a bit of a combination of two. And it's whereby the, you know, the lining of your uterus and the cells that are similar to that, they start to grow in other parts of your reproductive organs. So you might find them on your fallopian tubes, your ovaries, but they work exactly the same as one they would if they were in the uterus. So they do start to grow, they start to bleed, and that's what can cause some of the intense pain that people with endometriosis suffer with. It's common to have high levels of estrogen, so therefore they can suffer with like things like heavy periods as well. So two really, you know, common conditions that we see in women, but generally hormone imbalances are part of them.
So what are some reasons like why our hormone can become like imbalanced?
Well, there's a number of different reasons. So it could be down to your diet, so what you're actually putting on your plate. So if you're eating highly processed foods and you're not getting enough nutrients, then you will see some of your hormones come out of balance. Things like stressful lifestyle, and because of the way we live today, you know, we're just always under immense stress, and that can have a massive impact. Even things down to sleep, and one of the biggest things as well is your environmental toxins. So they can cause a huge disruption to your endocrine system, and cause all your hormones to go out of whack.
Yeah, you know, we're big fans of the environmental toxins because we actually think that's like one area people can really take control, and it's rather, you know, simple swaps of products and avoidance behaviors. You can really try to avoid some of these things.
Yeah, most definitely. That's just something, an area that I cover in a lot of my programs, is let's see where we can limit our exposure to a number of these toxins that are currently in our day-to-day lives.
Love it. You have a lot of great content on your feeds about, you know, balancing hormones. But first, like, what are some, you know, before you mentioned about food, right? Like eating like highly processed food. So what are some foods we should be eating to balance our hormones?
So when I'm working with clients, I generally say to them, you need to have a balanced plate. So we are looking for, you know, some protein on there. We need to have some healthy fats, because a lot of people can be scared of having fats on their plate, but healthy fat is what we really need for our hormones, because hormones are made from protein and fats. And then we also need things like complex carbohydrates, because I always describe them as the engines, the glands that produce their hormones. They need that energy from the carbohydrates to produce the hormones. So I tend to say you need to have that fine balance. And then including things like, you know, your leafy greens, because they've got so much antioxidants, so many vitamins and minerals to support your hormone health. And then I would also suggest things that would help with gut health as well. So things like fermented foods, miso, sauerkraut, kimchi, all that type of thing. They're like the main key areas, because they're just wonderful for hormones and inflammation as well.
Yeah, so if you're cooking dinner tonight to balance your hormones, what? Tell me about your favorite meal. Like, what are the dishes?
So I suppose it depends on what I'm eating and what my appetite, what I'm feeling like, I suppose. But it generally is something like maybe, you know, and some organic chicken or grass-fed beef, because it's making sure that they've not got the hormones from commercially made produce. So yeah, something like that. I would probably, if it was grass-fed beef, I would probably put a dressing of like miso paste on there, so I'd, for the gut health. I would have something like sauteed asparagus. I'm you know, a big lover of things like that, with, you know, with some parmesan on, with the healthy fats, and, you know, just some, and sweet potato is one of my favorites as well, so I like to include that in as probably one of my complex carbs.
Delicious. I know you also had a post about adrenal cocktail. What is the adrenal cocktail like? Give us your favorite to go okay. to.
So an adrenal cocktail is something that helps support our adrenals, so it replenishes them. It helps with things like adrenal fatigue as well, so that's become more and more common with everybody experiencing so much stress. So an adrenal cocktail, it contains things like vitamin C. So vitamin C, you can have lemon, lime, or sometimes you can have orange juice. So vitamin C can then, we deplete vitamin C, our adrenal glands use a lot of it as well. So it helps restore that. I add coconut water into it as well. Coconut water, it's got a lot of electrolytes like sodium and potassium. So again, that helps replenish your adrenals. And as well, sea salt, I'll add into that. And that has got magnesium in. And when we are highly stressed, our body dumps magnesium from our body. But because we can't keep up with the amount of magnesium we are depleting, it's always good to replenish it in some way, shape, or form. So by adding a bit of sea salt into your adrenal cocktail can support that.
I also just love the name. It makes it a little more fun than, you know, just taking pills.
Well, yeah, of course. And, you know, if I had just said I'll just drink coconut water, you know, it might be a bit of a different thing to it. But, you know, when you put it in adrenal cocktail, it just makes it feel a little bit, I don't know, tempting to have, shall we say.
Yes, yes, absolutely. You also is an advocate for off castor oil packs. So what are they? And then, you know, how do they help?
Okay, so yeah, so castor oil, it's just an oil that you can purchase and generally put it on a cotton cloth. So you can buy actual packs for this, or you can just put it on organic cotton. And what you generally do is you can put it, wrap it around your liver area, or you can put it on your uterus area. So both have different reasons why to do it. So it can help with a number of things, because it's there to support the liver, to help detox your liver. So it can help with things like menstrual cramps. It can also help with if you are somebody who has estrogen dominance. So if you are in that, if you've got them concerns, it can help estrogen detox from your liver. And just helps, it can help regulate menstrual cycles. And if you are looking to conceive, it can help the uterine environment as well, so that there's no stagnant tissue, and it promotes fresh oxygen in the blood as well.
And it sounds relatively easy, right? You put it on like before you go to sleep, or how do you do it?
Yeah, so it's like I say, it's quite easy. So you just wrap it around your body to the area that you want it to be in, and then, you know, you can just sit and do whatever you do, whether you're having your dinner, whether you are watching TV, or even going to sleep at night. It's just so easy to have and not even notice for a while.
Nice. Tell us a little bit about body brushing and how could that help?
Again, this supports your liver too. So again, it's for detoxing and, you know, removing them hormones that aren't, you know, necessary anymore, because estrogen, for example, what I mentioned before about estrogen dominance, you know, sometimes we can build up estrogen. So it's to remove any of that excess that people might be prone to. So just by using the dry brushing or the wet brushing, you can, you know, circular motions, that can help with that. But then it can also help with eliminating any toxins as well. So in toxins that we're exposed to, as we mentioned before, all the endocrine disruptors, by using a body brush, you are helping support that excess out of the body, that so that because they're no longer needed.
I think that that would really help with like circulation, right? And then also maybe it's also good for your skin. Get rid of those like dead skins for your skin to rejuvenate.
Oh yeah, most definitely. And I think a lot of people, when they've seen dry brushes where they've been out in the shops, they automatically think it's just for exfoliation, but it's got a number of different benefits. So exfoliation being one, but then it can help with removing the toxins, and it can also support your menstrual health and your fertility too.
Yeah, I love these natural ways of detoxing and support of your detox. If somebody would like to work with you, you know, what would a session look like?
So my programs that I run at the moment are currently, they're like over 12 weeks. So we have an hour session each week. And initially, it's all about getting to the root cause of what them hormone imbalances are. So really me delving deep into what your current diet is, what are you putting on your plate, what is your lifestyle like? So a lot of questioning at first. And then what I will do during each session, I will also suggest things for them to go away with and implement. And then we catch back up again the week later and we will, you know, pick up where we left off and see how they've got on. So they've got that real accountability as well, so that they do put them changes in place. And some of them might be just small changes, but they do have a huge impact on their health overall and their hormones and their fertility.
We always ask people to try small changes first, because the small changes, a little by little, it makes a huge difference. And otherwise, people get overwhelmed and they're actually not making any changes.
Oh, most definitely. Somebody will say to me, if I ask them to do something, let's just say the common one is always things like 10,000 steps. That type of thing. And I will ask them, okay, so do you think you'll be able to do 10,000 steps every day? And they'll go, yeah. And I'll go, okay, so what are you achieving now? And they'll go, about 3,000. And I'll go, okay, so let's cut that in half. We do something called the 50% rule. So I'll say to them, right, okay, so let's knock that down to maybe 5,000. And go with that first, because you feel so much better when you achieve the 5,000. Them, you know, failing every time and not being able to achieve the 10,000. So it just helps them to do, you know, put things in place incrementally. It's that small changes is always better.
Absolutely. So this is the more like personalized program. And we know you also have like classes and workshops. Tell us about those.
Yeah. So I recently did one in January, which was manifesting a healthy pregnancy. So when people are on a fertility journey, it can be a real roller coaster of emotions, and their mindset is something that plays a big part of that journey. So it's not just the physical element of things. So that workshop focused purely on the mindset, things that they can put in place to support that, through, you know, things like visualization, through things like affirmations. So that was covered off in January, and most recently I did a PCOS and your fertility masterclass, and we covered some of the main areas that need to be focused on when it comes to PCOS to support their fertility, and some of the key things that I've worked on with my clients that have brought about some amazing results.
Wow.
So yeah,
thank you so much for what you do. Anything else you'd like to promote today?
I suppose it's just my program. So yeah, so it's a 12-week program that's called Master Your Fertility. So we cover a number of different areas to help boost your ability to conceive, whether you are naturally conceiving or whether you are going through it, you know, IVF. So it can support in both ways. So yeah, it's individually tailored, it's one-to-one, and we cover all the areas of health to get you the results that you want.
And anyone in the world can join, right? Not just people in the UK.
Yeah, anybody in the world. So I've had a few clients who are over in the US as well. So we've had some great results from people over there. And yeah, so anywhere in the world, it's all done online. And yeah, there's nothing stopping us.
And can they DM you to join, or they sign up on your website?
Yeah, so they can go to my website and they can click up click on the links there. So there's a wait list at the moment, but they can add their names to the wait list. If they go to the link in my bio on Instagram, but they are more than welcome to DM me as well, and I will answer any messages that come through too.
That's so awesome. Thank you so much for sharing your knowledge with us today. And I will make sure to include your workshop and all this information in a post promoting this Instagram live too. So, and thank you everyone for joining. So be sure to follow Alexandria at Alexandria Smith Health. So thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Have a good night.
And you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.